Nation.
We're back with Andrew Hayward, who has been a longtime journalist in the professional arena. I had the pleasure of working with him back in the early 70s. He finally ended up his professional broadcast career, broadcast, I emphasize, as president of CBS News from 1996 to 2005. Andrew, do you remember working with me and several other people when we covered the Pope in Ireland?
Absolutely. It was actually my first overseas trip as a journalist, so of course I remember it. It was in, I'm going to say, 1979. I remember your stand-up at the River Boyne, and it was actually a magical time for me, a great adventure.
Well, the stand-up that I remember most of all was when you suggested we stop at the city limit sign of Limerick. And I was not into poetry at the time. I certainly am now. But Andrew, being a highly educated individual, knew exactly the format, Carl, of how to write a limerick.
Oh, wonderful.
And so with Andrew's help, this is what I said, leaning on the sign of the city limerick sign in Ireland. I said, "There was a reporter from Two who stopped here to see if it's true. Do they speak in a rhyme at least some of the time? No, so we wrote this limerick for you." Remember that, Andrew?
You know, now that you've said it, it's so touching that you've actually kept that all these years. And Carl, what that illustrates is that the talent rockets to the moon using the producers as fuel in the back
there
of the rock.
How true. How true. Andrew, if you could make any changes in the way news is delivered today, the way media is portrayed, could you offer some kind of hope for those who distrust the media completely today?
Well, I think the first hope is, you know, that we do, as I said earlier before the break, we need better educated news consumers. If we don't care and we don't take the time to verify and to reward by our attention, and that's all it takes, doesn't cost us a nickel, to reward by our attention those sources that we find consistently to be fair and credible, then that's going to encourage more exploitative rivals to continue. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, I do feel that that the news doesn't take full advantage of the globalization of media. I think there, because there's still such a premium on ratings, or, you know, which is, of course, the TV equivalent or the radio equivalent of circulation in the newspaper world, there's a tendency for the pack to follow certain stories at the expense of others. So I'm wondering, you know, I guess, again, this is the optimist speaking, but I would like to see a news organization prosper by really taking you to the four corners of the world, which is much, much cheaper and easier to do than it was, rather than to do more and more about less and less, which seems to be the case. So on the consumption side, the consumers have to be discriminating, demanding, punish those that are non-credible and not fair, reward those with their attention that are. And on the production side, I think take full advantage of the global access we have to sources and to video and to stories, and to just spread our wings a bit farther.
Well, that's very well said, Andrew. I can chime in with that, but as Roland knows, my pet peeve today is how we present all of that. And yes, we have the technology. Yes, we have the ability to be able to deliver to the marketplace a news product. It's what in the blazes are we delivering? And that becomes a question of how we get there. And I don't think we've really sorted out how we're going to get there, because we're in the age of experimentation in this new thing called the internet and the new age of electrical media or electronic media. That's where we are, and I'm hoping we get it. That's my wish, and Roland knows how I feel about that.
Well, I think that's also well said, and I agree. As I said earlier, we can. It's not yet clear which direction things are going to go. By the way, I think we all would agree that there are news providers of enormously high quality right now. The issue is going to be whether they can create robust business models that allow them not just to survive, but to thrive.
That is very, very true. Andrew, I want to say thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to talk to us about new media and where it's going. Have you got a website people should look into?
If they want some advice with their digital strategy, it's called HeywardAdvisory.com. It's HEYWARD, HeywardAdvisory.com. It's very kind of you to ask.
You're more than welcome, and it's a pleasure talking to you, and I hope you come back and visit with us once again.
Well, thank you. This is a good conversation. I appreciate the interest.
Enjoy your day.
Take care. Bye-bye, Carl.
Right. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Think green. Japanese doctors hope to turn the kinds of mosquitoes that normally transmit disease into flying syringes so when they bite people, they can actually deliver special vaccines. At the University of Illinois, doctors have been funded to investigate an actual genetic resistance to becoming infected with HIV. A resistant gene people who live in African forest populations seem to have. Equally, the Gates Foundation helps people with educations and access to technology in public libraries. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slick fielding all-star first baseman was a career 303 hitter. Although he earned his lone World Series ring with the Diamondbacks in 2001, he spent most of his career with the Chicago Cubs.
Two up, two down. Gray sends a drive. Deep right. That ball game is over. Cubs win.
So where is Mark Grace now? Mark's been part of the Diamondbacks television crew since 2004, and he was an analyst for Fox baseball coverage from 2007 through 2011. Cops nabbed Mark in 2011 for DUI in Arizona. And let's not forget his return to Wrigley Field in 2007, where he sang, "Take Me Out to the Ballgame." Amazing grace indeed. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. 888-759-MYTV.